Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining me here on 1-2 Radio. You're listening to The Jennifer Dove Show with me, Jennifer. And on 1-2 Radio, we're changing the way you listen to the world. We're hopefully changing the way you live your life. I think that's really what this station is all about, inviting people to live more consciously. So please come over to the Facebook chat. There's a really cool part of 1-2 Radio. It's actually one of my favorite parts in that it is interactive. And if you go to 1-2radio.com, over on the left side of the website page, the homepage there, you'll see a list of buttons. And if you click on the one that says chat, it will open up the secret garden of our gathering place where we get to meet and hang out. And this is where I do readings for people who show up. And I'm actually going to turn this show into a bit more of a reading show than usual, in celebration of the autumn equinox. Today is Monday, September 23rd, 2019. And if you're listening live with me, it's 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 o'clock here on the East Coast of the U.S. And if you're listening to an archive, thank you so much for clicking on that button for the replay. I am here to tell you there's a lot of things I've shifted. I mean, like within the last 24 to 48 hours. First thing is about 3:50 a.m. Eastern time. One of you guys will have to help me do the math. That's like just after, what is that, like 12:50 a.m. Pacific. We moved into autumn officially, and today is the day where we celebrate an equal amount of sunshine and an equal amount of night. And, you know, I'll be the first to tell you, I really don't like Halloween. And I'm just going to get that out in the open right now. Because a lot of people here at 1-2 Radio, like, really dig Halloween. I have some trauma stories about Halloween. But I love autumn. I love the fall. In fact, I'm broadcasting here from Maryland, near Baltimore, Maryland today. And it's probably about 90 degrees and about 80% humidity outside, but I have a sweater on. I went out this morning to run some errands. And I'm like, damn it, it's fall. And I'm wearing my shorts and I'm wearing a sweater. So because it's fall and I am claiming this for myself, I'm claiming this for all of us. The other thing I wanted to share astrologically is, well, two things. First, the other thing is, okay, so we got the equinox. Boom, like we are in fall. And from here on out, you're gonna notice it. You're going to notice it distinctly if you're aware, if you're conscious of it and put your attention on it, that each day was going to get a little darker as the sun goes down earlier. And it really is a time where we can be more psychically inclined. The old language would be to say that the wheel is turned and the veils are thinning between our reality and other reality of you know, our departed ones or our angels and guides, and the communication that can happen this time of year can be different, more profound. So keep your awareness, keep your eyes on that, your senses on that. Today is also the very first day of Libra. And I have a fondness for this energy. We tend to think of Libra as being about balance, harmony, sweet, you know, beauty. However, and I actually heard CA say this morning on the 12 News, the 1-2 News show, it's also about justice. I mean, she's holding, the image for Libra is a woman holding a set of scales. She's not just here to be like a sweetness and light and love and light. She's like, okay, it's time for justice. And I also, even before CA had said that word this morning, had written that down in my notes, like, this is a time when, like, what's the saying? Chickens come home to roost. Like, everything that you've been working on that hasn't come to closure, it's coming. If you have any legal cases outgoing out there, medical mysteries, anything that hasn't been diagnosed, completed, or a veil is covering it, you're going to get the answer. You're going to get the clarity. For me, that's the energy of Libra. It's also an energy of wanting to be in communion, wanting to be connected to, especially in, one-on-one relationships. You want to be seen and heard, valued, and you want to see, hear, and value the other. Could be yourself. The other could be your child. It could be your partner, your wife, your husband, your grandmother, your mom, your dad. Wanting to have clarity in relationships. This is also a season for that, beginning today. And if I'm not mistaken, the moon is still in Cancer. And for those of us who have a lot of Cancer energy in our astrology charts, you might have noticed you felt a little bit more emotional. Cancer is a cardinal sign, as is Libra. So this energy of today's moon, I think we move into Leo. We move into Leo later today or in the morning, I think, early morning tonight. So Cancer, Libra, cardinal energy. Getting things done, my way or the highway, kind of thing. Like the most loving, nurturing, creative people you can think of on the planet. Beauty, just they exude beauty. However, don't cross them. And if they give you a list of things to do, you better go get it done. Don't come home without having everything checked off. Okay. That I may be talking about myself there a little bit. I don't know. But you can let me know in the chat room if any of this is resonating with you guys. So I think that's all the astro stuff I wanted to tell you. So with this energy of balance, you know, the scales, this is really it's a coming to... I was going to say come to Jesus moment. It's a coming to like clarity moment of what in my life is working and what in my life is not working. And sometimes that can be super confusing and elusive because if you're like me, if you pick a path, you go down it and you do it. You do it the best that you can. The fullest way you can, and you learn your way through it and you struggle through it. However, it may not even be the path that you actually wanted to be on or the one you're supposed to be on. So this is a time of like kind of taking stock. And so there's an invitation to sit back and kind of go, what is my life about right now? And I'm a writer, so I would love it. I would love to suggest to invite you guys to write about this. Even make two lists. Let's do some list making. I'm not even a list maker. I'm a scribbler. But make a list. Like, what do I absolutely love? What feels in absolute and complete alignment in my life right now that I'm going to claim and keep for myself? On the other side of the paper, what kind of feels icky, sticky, confusing, not authentic, and just let don't have any filters on for that or any judgment about it. Just make that list. Take that list and put it to the side. And I'm, you know, today's Monday. Put it to the side until Saturday. Saturday we have a new moon. Put that list to the side. Let it be. Let it live there. You might add to it during the week. Take another look at it on Monday. I'm sorry, on Saturday for our new moon. And that's when you can make your intentions to let go, to keep, to embody more fully. And I did a little bit of claiming today, yesterday. It's funny. A lot has to happen before a person can go on radio here at 1-2 Radio. And I'm sure that's true with any podcast or, you know, for any of our other hosts. A lot has to happen for us to sound professional and to sound, you know, like we know what we're doing. And luckily, I have an amazing producer, Scott Weaver, who is going to be joining us here at 1-2 Radio as a host for the 1-2 News show on Monday mornings. You definitely want to tune in for that. And in order for me to get ready for the show, I have to plug into the internet in a different room. So there's cords throughout my place. There's, you know, I haven't had a desk set up for a while because my youngest has moved in with me for the year. And we're both getting ready to pack up and move out. But so his stuff, their stuff's everywhere. My stuff's everywhere. Yeah. Last night I was like, dude, I want my desk back. And this was hard because I had said to them, oh, sure, you can have the desk. You can put your stuff there. There's not a lot of horizontal space. We don't have a lot of furniture anymore. That's a long story. But so he took the table and put all his stuff on the table. And last night I was like, I want my desk back. And so I said, hey, like, I would like, I didn't say get your crap off my desk. I didn't do that. I said, darling, let's find a new place. Let's find a new home for your things. And I'm going to take my desk for the radio shows, at least for Mondays. So I can kind of spread out. And because if I told you how I've been doing the show, I'm not even going to tell you, but you would crack up. It is not what you might think as a listener. So thank you to all the divine, all my helpers and guides who helped me claim this little tiny desk for myself here this morning. And thank you to Scott for getting me on air so faithfully every Monday. So claiming, what in your life do you want to claim and keep, and what in your life needs to go? It doesn't have to be a big drama, you know. It can just be like, oh, this doesn't work. I'm not going to do this anymore. So I have talked constantly now for 15 minutes. We're going to do some readings today. However, I think what I'm going to do first is I'm going to read to you. Let's do a little meditation, and then I'm going to read you a poem. And before I do that, I just want to say hi to everyone who's joined in at the chat room. It's so great to see you. Good morning, Jenny. Jenny is a 1-2 Listen advisor, and you can catch her here on 1-2 Radio from time to time as well. Good morning, Eva. Hi, Raven. Raven is a 1-2 Radio host. And Robin, good to see you. Happy equinox to you. Hey, Jay. Jay is a marvelous 1-2 Listen advisor and radio host as well. And he also is doing some producing here for us, too. Good morning, Tara. Amy, good to see you. And happy birthday. And Quelly, thank you for joining us here this morning, everyone. So let's do a little equinox meditation and, just kind of set the intention for the day, for the season. So wherever you are right now, Notice if you're comfortable, first and foremost. If you're like me or like many people, you might be in a rigid posture. You might be gritting your teeth or gritting your fists. You want to tell your body, like, we're going to chill for a little bit. We're going to relax now. And let's do Ujjayi breath again. We did a little bit of that during my last live show. So bringing your body into a comfortable position, whether you're seated or lying down, doesn't matter. Thank you, Raven. Raven shared that the moon enters Leo tomorrow morning, 5:39 Eastern. So that means we're going to be in the energy of the Cancer moon, which is a psychic moon, a gentle, nurturing moon. Let's begin to notice your breath without changing the rhythm of your breath. Just noticing it. Noticing each inhalation and exhalation. And each time you inhale, let your entire chest, the entire part of your lungs fill with air. So feel, let your belly come forward, your rib cage expand, and feel the breath come all the way up to the clavicle bones. And as you exhale, let the breath pour from the top down, from the top of your lungs down. So clavicles drop, rib cage squeezes back together, belly comes back toward the spine. And I said Ujjayi, but I'm leading complete breath. Inhaling again. Belly fills, ribs expand, chest rises. You're going to do this at your own pace, obviously, not at my pace. And exhale completely. And let's do that breath a few more times. And with each exhale, notice the flavor of being with yourself. Notice the feeling of being with yourself and moving into witness consciousness, the watcher, the one who notices and without judgment. If you are holding on in any place in your body, go ahead and let go. Let the weight of your legs go. The weight of your arms, let your hands open, your fingers relax. Let your shoulders relax. And this is you. This is a really quick, you know, I might lead someone into this space with a longer fashion. This is a really quick way to enter into your own energy. You might even say, this is who I am, because this is who you are. The quietness, the stillness inside. And let your attention come to your heart center. It's right at your sternum bone, your heart chakra. You might feel sensation there. And if you do, just let that sensation grow bigger. It's like this is where you reside, in my humble opinion, in the heart chakra, in the center of your body, your energy, your core essence, some teachers say. So let this core essence part of you expand. And we are inviting the energy of the autumn equinox into our experience now. We're consciously noticing it, opening our hearts to the autumn season, which for some people can, you know, it can be sad. It can also be joyful. And right now, without naming it, without judging it, just notice how you're feeling. And let's set the intention that you receive everything that you desire, that you are here to learn and be during this time. That you always remember you are a channel for divine love. That you are able to embrace this season of, you know, the colors on the trees and of the harvest as we moved through autumn toward winter. That you never let the fire of your core essence go out, that you always keep that light burning within. So take another deep breath. And if your eyes were closed, you can open them now. I could spend a whole hour doing that. Maybe we will sometime. I'm noticing the time. And I think I'm going to wait to read to you until after our break, because it is, you know, we've been doing this Radiant Poem Project each week, and it has Katie Weaver's Luminous Magazine has been publishing I've been making little videos. I've been of each poem, of reading each poem, and then tying each one to some aspect of self-care and self-development and living a conscious life. So this week, it's actually last week. I'll talk about it a bit. Then we'll have the break, and then I'll read it to you. But the Pisces full moon. Good Lord, you guys! I mean, that was now almost 2 weeks ago. I mean, some of you know that I lost my mom at the end of June. I shouldn't say I lost her. I should say she passed from her physical form here on Earth, and at the end of June, just before the July 2nd total solar eclipse, which was in the sign of Cancer. And that, it was during the Pisces moon, I was grieving her. And then it was like everything that I had lost in my life before that came up to be grieved too. And I don't know if you guys noticed that, but I've noticed that when, especially with grief, when, you know, someone dies, it's like the ocean of any grief you have not felt, experienced, or expressed is coming, you know, to flow through you again, just to give you time to feel it and express it. And so anyway, it was a tough weekend. That was almost 2 weeks ago. That was on the full moon. And so I decided it's about time I share one of my own poems here rather than just read other people's. And I'm going to do that when I come back. And so before we get a break, and Scott, I'm not sure how much time we have here, but I'm just going to talk until Scott tells me to stop. Okay, you can stay with your meditation for a bit, but when I read the poem, I'm just going to jump right in after break. When I read the poem, I want you to remember something we talked about earlier in the series, that the the speaker of the poem is not necessarily the writer. And the I and the you in a poem is not necessarily the writer and a specific person, okay? And in this particular poem, I was playing with who the narrator actually is, who the I is and who the you is. So we'll have to see what you guys think. And I'm just stalling now. I want to, before we, because I know we're going to go to break in a second, but I'll tell you before we do that I picked a card for us this morning, and it was actually important to me because the card is the universal flow. And it invites us to slow down, to breathe, to take time, to smell the roses. That's actually what it says here. Roses are my favorite flower. So we're all in the universal flow. We're in the universal flow of time. We're in the universal flow of seasons. And you know what? I'm not sure. It's 1:20. It's 27 after. So I'm wondering if we're even going to break. I don't need to take a break. Why don't I just keep going? Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I got it. I'll keep going. So you guys, I'm going to not take a break. It has just been decided. So, because I kept talking about this moon and talking about this poem, I'm just going to freaking read it. Okay. So stay with yourself. Stay with your body. Poetry is meant to be read aloud. And that's part of why I started this poem project with you guys. Because I, you know, I feel like as a culture, you know, I mean, songs are poems. But I don't feel like we listen to enough poetry read aloud. And as a poet, I find that a terrible thing. So I decided to try and, it's not terrible, I decided just to try and shift that a bit. So last week, I read a poem called, I believe it was Love by Carol Duffy. And before that, we did some Mary Oliver. We did Maya Angelou. And I'm forgetting who we did before that, but I've been trying to do some, read some poetry by poets who are very well known, and then also by poets who aren't very well known at all, so that we're not just exposed to the same stuff. And you might have noticed too, I haven't read Rumi, I haven't read Hafez, even though I adore them both. I think a lot of those poems have been shared, you know, and shared to the point where the meaning and the sounds are lost because we don't even read them or notice them anymore. So anyway, this is the season of autumn. This is the season of moving into winter. And thinking about my mom, thinking about a lot of loss I've had in my life over the last 3 years, that I don't really want to get into, but this poem ended up being called Grief. And there's, in each of us, there is something, I'm saying each of us, because in everybody I've ever met, there is, it's like a mechanism that doesn't allow for us to feel a feeling all the way through. We resist it. We push it away. We are like, not going there. I've got work to do, or whatever it is. Like, even joy sometimes, we short circuit emotion. So here's my poem, Grief. I was allowing myself to feel it all the way through over the full moon. And thank you, Raven, for saying I wasn't alone with the full moon being a grief time. And I'm really sorry for the loss of your sweet cat. So I'm stalling right now. But I'm going to read this poem to you. And I'm actually going to share a video of it afterward. Okay. Grief by Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. I find you, I always do, unfurling heavy wet feathers in your caged chest. My nest sinks down through your belly with a finality of stone. All the unknowns, everything you thought could be or might be, gone. My fist constricts your voice, your breath. I steal your voice, nest of stone, tightened lungs, voice erased. Who are you now with only the taste of dirt in your mouth? So that is my grief poem. Moving on. If you want to talk about that in the chat room, we can. That was a hard poem to write. And you know what, though? I've been writing for so long that it was fun to work on it. I found not fun. It was hard. But also satisfying because I love writing. And I found the beginning of this poem, the first draft of this poem, first draft of it dated 2009, and it was completely a different poem then, but I had written it after the death of my father. And I spent some time with it and then changed everything. And I thought it was kind of interesting that Spirit brought the first draft back to me after the death of my mom. So, autumn is not only about death and dying, right? It's also about rebirth. And I would love to do some reading for you guys. I have a few decks of Oracle cards out today because I thought it would be fun to do that. I don't usually do that on air. But why not do something different? So anybody who would like a reading, I did a reading for us before the show, but I may pick another card for us toward the end. And let's see, I have Tara is jumping out to me first. And Tara, I'm just going to pick up the first deck that's here and we'll just see what shows up for you. So, and remember, you guys, when I am doing a reading for one person, you might claim it for yourself. This is a time of claiming and letting go. Why not claim it for yourself too? Tara. Well, two cards have come out here. Let's see. Ha ha. Slow down. Excuse me. Slow down. Slow down, pause, and allow things to unfold. Tara, that is your message for this morning. And the image here is of a woman sleeping, laying down in a golden gown, and she is resting on the earth. She's dreaming, and her hair is becoming one with the grass and the leaves. And it's actually fall in this painting. And the number of the card is 9, which is the number of endings and beginnings. So there, you may be coming up against an ending in your life, and the one thing ends, the next thing begins. The next thing can't begin until the first part ends. Raven, thank you. Thank you for saying that about my poem. Did you notice I read it once and then skipped out? Jumped out to the next thing. I love that about myself this morning. Okay, Lynn. Lynn, I'm feeling calling on the angels for you this morning. So let's do that. I'm going to pull a card for Lynn. So we're just asking for whatever Lynn needs to receive, may it come forward. Oh, wow. And this card fell right out of the deck. It's Angel Zadkiel, and it's teaching and learning. Teaching and learning. So there's something, again, we have polarity. We have the just like the balance and Libra season of keeping and letting go, teaching and learning. So there's the invitation is to keep an open mind about looking at things in a different way and learning something new. It may be something that you're already perking on, Lynn. I have the sensation that it is something you've been thinking about. That's been kind of percolating inside you. And then think about teaching and learning. Okay, I hope that serves you. Geraldine, we're going to stick with angels for you too, sweetie. Let's see. Thank you for everyone who's coming into the chat room. You know, this is a nice way to start the week too, to have a card pulled for you that we can all share. Geraldine, the card for you is Archangel Raphael, and it's breathe. And I'm going to say it the way that my yoga teacher, my favorite yoga teacher that I studied with like eons ago, Eric Schiffman, he would say, breathe. Not just breathe, but breathe. So take several deep breaths, Geraldine. Inhale slowly, exhale slowly. And what that does, it can help interrupt anxiety, you know, for some people. For some people, deep breathing can cause anxiety. So I want to just say that I have that awareness that some of the breath work that I teach doesn't always work for everybody. But Geraldine, this is for you. I'm assuming it's going to work to help clear some energy, to do some conscious breathing, slow conscious breathing. Katie girl, 5 kids all day. Goodness, I'm giving you a hug right now. So we're going to take a look at, I'm going to do this a little bit differently for you, Katie. She's asking a specific question. So let me just check in here a second. Yes, I feel that there is going to be a shift, Katie, in your fiance's financial situation at his job, and I don't think it will take very long at all. I feel like the solution is like this week, and I, gosh, all my love and blessings to you. Being a mom, I mean, we're all mothers to some extent, right? We are all mothering someone, some being, whether we're male, female, or any gender. Being a mom of children is the hardest job on planet Earth and the most important, being a parent. So being a parent of children, not just a mom. But so anyway, my heart goes out to you. Thank you, Jane, for your words about my poem. Oh, Jane is traveling. Okay. Yes. The hardest part of any journey is actually packing, right? Is actually the getting ready part. So what I'm seeing, Jane, for you is, yeah, I'm definitely feeling the concern and the worry about what might happen is in your field. So my advice, my counsel to you today would be to do everything you can to stay in the moment with yourself, even if it is just you noticing your breath. Or it's just doing one thing at a time. Keep the packing super, super simple. You're going to need less than you think. And I'm going to go ahead and actually pull a card for you too. Yeah, it's hard to get ready to travel. It's hard to travel, and then it's hard to come back, especially when we're going to be with someone we love, especially when we're going to be with our moms. I hope you don't mind me sharing that part, Jane. I so feel you. It's like I mean, I put a big part of my life on hold when my mom was ill, and I'm very glad I did, but it was also difficult to come back and remember what my life was. And everything has its gift, is the message on the card I've pulled for you. So expect to be blessed by this experience, Jane. And thank you for your words about my mom, and thank you for the words about my poem. Miracles and blessings. This image on this card is of a woman who's reaching into the future. In the future, the leaves are falling in beautiful colors. She is thinking about the future, but she's also being asked to be in the present. So it's kind of coming back to that idea of balance. You're thinking about going to be with your mom and worrying about what it might be like when you're there, worrying about what it's going to be like when you leave, knowing that she's in the autumn time of her life. And at the same time, the image is of the woman she's reaching into the fall, but she's also staying with herself. She is actually dressed like summer. So expect a blessing from this experience. And I also want to say your cat knows you're coming back. Your cat is, I don't know if it's a he or she, I want to say she is used to feeling your energy from a distance and then feeling you when you're back. Like they know that you're that they're should they want you to know that they're going to be okay, basically, is what I'm getting. I hope that's helps you, sweetie. Hi, Robin. Thank you for your words about the poem. I have to giggle about it because I would never let a student of mine read a poem like that and just read it and run. So, but anyway. Okay. So Robin is, oh, sweetie. Robin, that is beautiful. Yes. Excitement and grief together in this process that you're in with your child. And I know this process. And I'm going to, because we are both fans of Tosha Silver, I'm going to quickly reach into her deck, which you guys, if you haven't seen it, it's lovely. And it is called Wild Offering. This is a message for Robin. Being enough. The innermost heart says, you are enough. There's nowhere to go. There's nothing to get. Nothing to change. No need to grow more deserving. You. Yes, you are love. And hun, I feel that as the mom of your child, that you may need to hear that this morning. You have everything inside of you to mother your child in the way that they need to be, want to be mothered now. Whatever you're able to give and share is the perfect thing in the perfect way, and to trust that you are enough. I hope that helps you, Robin. Okay. I'm going back through here. Amy, birthday reading. Birthday's tomorrow. Happy birthday. And you know what? That is a Libra trademark. And I hate to say it, because there's so much more to you, Amy, than your Libra sun. There's so much more, you guys. We are so unique. We talk about our horoscope signs as if that is who we are. That's like a minute fraction of who we are. However, I'm hearing you. The energy of struggling to make choices is here. Let's do a birthday reading for you. And let's see. I want to make sure. Okay. Happy birthday. And I have the Wild Offering deck in my hands for you. I'm actually really excited. I feel like this is going to be a fantastic day. And we're doing this reading on for your birthday and on your real estate investments. I have two cards that have come out for you. One is ambition. The guidance is to offer all of your deepest longings to love itself. So let's offer your desire for the real estate investment to come through, to be profitable. Let's offer that all up to the divine, and know that you're being used in this experience, in this investment, in for the highest good of all involved. This whole real estate thing is for the highest good of all involved. The other card for you is change, and it is don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, and don't scare yourself, actually. We have a tendency, and I'm raising my hand here, when there's change coming, instead of helping our bodies and helping our nervous systems and reminding our inner child that we're going to be okay, we instead scare ourselves to death. So the message is, don't scare yourself with the next 40 steps. So don't think too far ahead. All you need to do is the next action. Just the next step is it. And you can ask love. You can ask God, the divine, whatever word you use, to show you the first step and to allow you to support you to take it. So, Amy, those are your cards for today. And happy birthday. I am looking at the time. I think we have time for a bit more. I may not be able to get to anyone here. I mean, everyone, but Geraldine, good. I'm glad that helped you. And you're welcome, Lynn. Kweli, yes, don't you love these cards? Kweli loves the Tosha Silver cards. I do too. If you guys haven't, I mean, I don't want to turn this into a whole Tosha Silver cheerleading session, but her whole what she teaches is really, it's Advaita Vedanta, which is non-dualism. It is, and she would never use those words. It is a very practical way of being with yourself, being in the center of non-judgment, of not. It's embodying love and allowing the divine to guide your life. It's offering everything up to divine guidance, really, is what it is. That action is necessary, but that a lot of what happens in our life happens when we let go and allow. So if you're interested in checking out her books, she has a really great book out now. It's about money. And of course, I don't remember the title. I'm looking behind me on my bookshelves, but she has three books out. Her book, Change Me Prayers, is also a really wonderful book. Okay, let's go back to see if there's anyone else who would like a reading this morning. And if not, I might, let's see, Lynn, I did pick for you, Lynn. Okay. I'm just scrolling back through. I'm actually going to refresh the page. I'm just looking to see if I want to make sure that I get to everyone who has asked. And darn it, everyone, I've covered everybody. And so I'm going to have to read the poem to you again. Gosh darn it. I think we have just a few more minutes here. So this is a poem about grief. And as you're reading it, if I was teaching this poem and it wasn't mine, I would say to imagine that you are the I, and to imagine that you are the you in the poem, okay? Just two different, just to flip the object and the subject. Okay. I'm going to read it again. Yay. Okay. It's called Grief. Yay. And guess what? It's a human experience. It totally sucks. Okay, here's the poem. Grief by Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. I find you, I always do, unfurling heavy wet feathers in your caged chest. My nest sinks down through your belly with a finality of stone. All the unknowns, everything you thought could be or might be, gone. My fist constricts your breath. I steal your voice. Nest of stone, tightened lungs, voice erased. Who are you now with only the taste of dirt in your mouth? So I just put up the video for you of that poem. It's a little grim. It's a little harsh. It's a little real. It's a little bit raw, just like grief is, right? And this time of year, I mean, if you're human, you're going to find it's as we're moving through autumn and toward winter, it's the return of like your childhood comes, stuff in your childhood comes back around, stuff about what you did or didn't do or could have done better comes back around. And as the earth sheds her, you know, the bounty of summer and harvest time and moves into barrenness, it can feel sad. So, and as you, if you should find yourself feeling that way, you can reach out to me. This is not a sales pitch, but you really can. I am available. You can come over to Want to Listen and you can call me anytime. You can message me. I will respond to you. I make a point of being very available. And you can even comment here in a message thread on the Want to Radio chat room and I will come back. You just tag me. I will respond. Okay. I love you guys. It's time for me to go. Thank you so much for being here this morning. We're at the top of the hour once again. The whole hour has turned so quickly. And you're listening to me, Jennifer Dove, here for the Jennifer Dove Show on One True Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world and changing the way you live your life. Have a really great week, and I'll see you next time.
Hey, you're listening to 1-2 Radio. That makes you very special in our book. Thank you. Sit back, relax, let us entertain you.
We are so happy that you have found 1-2 Radio. If you'd like to join us in the chat room, just head over to 1-2radio.com, click on the chat button, and just like that, you'll be redirected into our Facebook chat room. It's magic.
Hi, this is Erin Muir, and you're listening to 1-2radio.com, changing the way you listen to the world.
Hey, everybody in 1-2 land, Kelly McLean here. I'm coming back to 1-2 Radio in September, and I'm really excited about my new show. It's a bit of a talk show format, a little edgy as you might expect from me, and I'm really excited. I hope you'll join me Thursdays at 7 p.m. for Bitch Splaining. Hope you'll play with us in the chat room, and I can't wait to see you there.
Hey there, this is Jay Varvel, host of my new show, The Jay Varvel Show, that's playing every Thursday night at 6 p.m. That's live right after Jim Kamar's Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I was going to name my show similar to Jim's. That included my passions too. But Pathways to My Refrigerator or Pajamas for the Soul, well, that just didn't have the same ring. So, I'm going for what I know. People, energy, readings, life from my point of view. And did I mention readings? It's simple. The Jay Varvel Show. That's my name. Live on 1-2 Radio. See you there. Hey there. let me try that again.
Hello. This is Dr. Elisa from The Dr. Elisa Show. Thank you so much for listening to 1-2 Radio. You are helping us change the way everyone listens to the world.